Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a classic Hoover stab stretch in Ableton Live 12 for old school jungle and drum and bass vibes, and we're doing it without wrecking the headroom. So the goal here is not just to make a sound that feels huge and solo. The real goal is to make a stab that hits hard, feels wide, stretches across a phrase, and still leaves space for your kick, snare, break, and sub. That balance matters a lot in DNB, because the low end and the drum energy are the engine of the track. Think of this sound as a DJ tool. It can be a transition hit, a tension builder, a call and response stab, or a pre-drop lift. It's the kind of thing that can carry energy for one bar, four bars, or even longer, but still sting mix safe. Let's build it step by step. First, create a new MIDI track and load a stock synth. For beginners, Waveatable is a great choice because it gets you to that Hoover-style tone quickly. You could also use Analog, but Waveatable makes this easy and flexible. Start with a simple detuned saw-based sound. Set oscillator 1 to saw, and oscillator 2 to saw or square. Detune them just a little for thickness. Add a bit of unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but don't go overboard yet. At this stage, we want a sound that's bright, slightly nasal, and mid-focused. Not sub-y. The stab is the energy layer, not the foundation. A good teacher tip here: if the sound feels huge and solo but kind of useless in the track, that usually means it has the right tone but the envelope is too soft. In jungle and DNB, the first 50 to 100 milliseconds matter a lot. That initial punch is what helps the stab cut through the break. Now shape the filter. Add auto filter after the synth. You can start with a low pass filter if you want a smoother rave stab, or a band pass if you want that more haunted, warehouse style old school feel. Keep the resonance moderate, somewhere around 10 to 30%. If it starts screaming too much, back it off. If it feels dull, open the frequency a bit or raise the resonance slightly. If your synth has its own filter envelope, use that too. Set a fast attack, a short to medium decay, low sustain, and a fairly short release. That gives you the classic stab shape: hard hit, quick bloom, and no muddy tail. Now let's make the stretch. This is where the stab becomes more than just a one-shot. You can do this in a couple of ways. The beginner-friendly way is to lengthen the amp envelope, so the note tails out more naturally. Set the attack to zero, the decay somewhere in the 250 to 600 millisecond range, and the release around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Then draw a MIDI note that lasts half a bar to one bar. That gives the sound room to breathe. If the tail gets too loud or too messy, don't just crank the volume down after the fact. First, try shortening the release or shaping the envelope better. That keeps the sound controlled and musical. Now, before we start making it bigger with effects, protect your headroom. This is really important. Add a utility device and pull the gain down by about 6 to 12 dB. That gives you room to work. In DNB, loudness is not the first win. Control is. If the source is already slamming, every effect after that is going to exaggerate the problem. After utility, add a little saturator or overdrive. Keep it subtle. A small amount of drive can make the stab feel more aggressive and alive without spiking the level. Turn on soft clip if you're using saturator. We're looking for character, not destruction. Now let's add some width, but carefully. A Hoover stab often feels wide, but you do not want the low end getting smeared all over the stereo field. First, use EQ8 to high pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz depending on the patch. That keeps the low end out of the way of your sub and kick. If the sound is harsh, you can dip a little around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it feels too thin, gently boost somewhere in the 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz range. That's often where the body and character of the stab live. For width, you can use utility or chorus ensemble. A little width goes a long way. You want the top and mid-range to feel bigger, but the low end should stay under control. If the stab starts taking over the whole stereo image, back it off and let the reverb handle some of the space instead. Now for the fun part, turning it into a real DJ tool. Use echo or reverb on a return track if you want better control. That way you can send only certain hits into the space, instead of washing out the whole part. For echo, try a time of 1/8 or 3/16 with low feedback and filtered repeats. For reverb, keep the decay moderate and high pass the return so the lows don't pile up. A classic move is the reverb throw. That means the main stab stays pretty dry, then the last hit in the phrase gets a bigger burst of reverb or delay. Suddenly the sound feels stretched and dramatic without clogging the mix. Here's a simple arrangement idea you can try right away. Use dry stabs for the first few bars. Then, as you move toward the drop, slowly increase the reverb, raise the echo feedback a little, and maybe open the filter. that gives you motion over time, which is exactly what makes this kind of part feel like a proper transition. Next, resample the best version of the sound to audio. This is where things get more flexible. You can freeze and flatten, record it onto an audio track, or just bounce it out. Once it's audio, you can trim the start, extend the tail, reverse a hit, or duplicate it into a new rhythmic pattern. This is a really useful old-school move. Place a stab on beat 4 of one bar, then another on beat 1 of the next bar, then leave a little space. That gap creates anticipation. In DNB, silence is powerful. Now automate the stretch. You do not need to automate everything at once. In fact, that usually makes the part feel messy. Choose one or two things and move them over time. Good targets are filter frequency, resonance, reverb dry slash wet, echo feedback, width or saturator drive. A very effective beginner move is to slowly open the filter over 4 to 8 bars. Then increase the reverb only in the last bar or two before the drop. Maybe add a tiny bit more resonance right before the section change. That's enough to make the listener feel the build without overcomplicating it. Here's a useful mindset. Make it more rhythmic instead of just louder. If the stab is fighting the break, try using fewer notes, tighter placement, or shorter tails. Often that sounds bigger in context than stacking on more layers. Now bring in the full drum and bass arrangement. Add your kick, snare, breakbeat, and sub-bass. This is the real test. Ask yourself a few questions. Is the stab masking the snare? Is the sub still strong? Are the hats and break still clear? Is there too much energy in the 1 to 3 kHz range? If so, carve a little space with EQ8 instead of just turning things down or boosting more top end. And keep checking at lower monitoring volume. If you can still hear the rhythm, pitch, and character quietly, that's usually a good sign it will translate well in a club mix. If you want to go darker or heavier, there are a few easy variations. Try bandpass filtering for a more haunted rave tone. Add a touch of distortion before the reverb for a grittier jungle edge. Or automate the filter so it closes slightly as the tail fades. That makes the stretch feel more intentional and less washed out. You can also make a two-stage stab. One version can be short and dry, and another can have a longer tail. Alternate them every other bar. That call and response feel works really well in jungle and old school DNB. Another strong variation is a tiny pitch fall at the end of the stab. Keep it subtle, just enough to give it a bit of rave attitude. Or try a reverse pickup before the main hit if you want a better pre-drop cue. Let's wrap it up with a key idea. A great Hoover stab stretch is not about making a giant sound in isolation. It's about shaping a powerful mid-range punch, stretching it musically, protecting your headroom, and placing it so it supports the groove instead of fighting it. If the drums and sub stay strong, the stab will feel even bigger. So for your practice, build one clean Hoover stab, make a short dry version and a stretched 4-bar version, automate the filter opening, and test it with a break and sub. If it works at low volume and still leaves room for the drums, you've done it right. That's the move. Big energy, controlled mix, proper jungle tension.